Thank you, Secretary Ross. And Secretary and I have had a conversation over these difficult 4 years about how drought is not an issue over who is impacted the most, but rather drought is impacting all of us. It's not about people or the environment, fish or the farms. The task in front of us is how we make it through this together. So as additional context for some of the impacts of drought, the facts are as strong and as stark for fish and wildlife as they are for people. Our department's been running surveys in the Delta to monitor Delta smelt and longfin smelt, each of whom live almost the entirety of their life in the Bay Delta estuary. We've been doing those surveys for almost half a century. This fall and winter, we recorded the lowest ever number for Delta smelt and the second lowest ever for longfin smelt. And then just this spring in March, we completed our spring surveys for Delta smelt, and we found the lowest number ever in our recorded history there, a number of 6. By way of comparison, last year we found 88. Now, it's important to note these surveys aren't looking for every single fish. They're monitoring at defined locations year after year after year, but we found the lowest numbers ever. On the salmon front, we know that in the upper Sacramento and our winter run Chinook salmon fishery, we had a 95% mortality rate for the young egg and fry in the 2014 year class. In plain English, our department thinks that means we've seen potentially a collapse of our natural winter run spawning stock. It's no better for birds, and it's even worse for the non-migratory species like your gardener snakes or your Amorosa voles. And in an extreme oddity example of the relationship of drought to people and wildlife, typically our department may get a couple of phone calls about wildlife in urban areas in Bakersfield any given year. This year, at the end of the fall and the beginning of the winter, we got about 100 calls, and in a week period, we moved 10 bears out of downtown Bakersfield. So if you care about fish and wildlife, every drop of water that we can save may be the drop of water that makes a difference and gives a fighting chance to those species who are struggling to survive during this fourth year of drought. So we're thankful to the Department of Water Resources, State Water Board, the lead agencies expressed in this executive order, and all citizens in the state who can help us conserve more water.